Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, live in Miami here at the National Hurricane Center. The director here giving you the update here on Tropical Storm Isaac as of 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central time. Isaac is still centered over the Gulf of Mexico, the central circulation area, moving out of the range of the Tampa Bay radar. But I wanted to point out, and for those of you who are on audio only, there is a very lengthy, potent rain band way to the east of the circulation center that is occupying a huge part of the Florida Peninsula on the east coast. There were tornado warnings earlier in the Port St. Lucie area. This band is training over some of the same areas, and so this is a continuation of the rainfall that began when Isaac moved over the Florida Keys and southern Florida yesterday, and this could contribute to storm total rainfall that in some spots could exceed 15 inches. So still an ongoing flash flood threat here on the eastern part of the Florida Peninsula primarily, but anywhere in southern, central, and northern Florida today, you could have localized flash flooding. Be very careful on the roadways. That's the main way you can get yourself into trouble when there is heavy rain and flooding is being in the car and getting into water-covered roadways. There's also an isolated tornado threat that will continue central and northern Florida and spread to the northern part of the Gulf Coast region on tonight and into tomorrow. Looking at the broader satellite view, the structure of Isaac certainly more organized than it was yesterday at this time over the southern Florida Peninsula and Florida Keys. A big band in the northwestern side wrapping around into the center. It appears to be gaining organization slowly if you look at the satellite imagery. Recent pressure observations from the Air Force reconnaissance planes showing the pressure coming down a little bit to 984 millibars. Maximum sustained wind still at 65, moving northwest at 14 miles per hour. Now, the center of circulation is not going to reach the northern Gulf Coast until sometime tomorrow or into tomorrow night, depending on exactly where the center comes ashore. But the rain bands will reach the northern Gulf Coast in the hurricane warning area sometime overnight tonight. So today is the day to be preparing if you're in the hurricane warning area. That goes from Destin, Florida, westward across the remainder of the Florida Panhandle, the coasts of Alabama and Mississippi, and southeastern Louisiana all the way to Morgan City. That includes metropolitan New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain. If you're in this hurricane warning area and you are told to evacuate by your local emergency management officials, do so and do it today before the weather gets bad tonight. And the reason you're being told to evacuate is because of the storm surge hazard. There is the potential for 6 to 12 feet of storm surge in the coastal areas of Alabama, Mississippi, and southeastern Louisiana. That is a potentially life-threatening situation. That's why you would need to evacuate if told to do so. Going back to the satellite, I want to show you just how big the storm is. Tropical storm that we're forecasting to become a hurricane before landfall. But it's not just the strength that we're worried about. It's the size. The larger tropical storms and hurricanes, much more capable of producing that storm surge I just talked about. But also, this is going to pose a significant inland flood threat due to the heavy rains that it could bring because it will slow down in its forward motion as it moves ashore and because of its large size. 12 to maybe 18 inches of rain locally are possible over a large area of the southeastern United States and Gulf Coast states here as it moves inland. So the water from the storm surge, the water from the inland flooding due to rainfall, and then, of course, the hurricane and tropical storm force winds, all hazards we need to be preparing for today before Isaac comes ashore. Another update in 1 hour, live from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.